Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tom Withers. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Not much,
hey,
man.
I saw
how
you last night. You looked deep in thought, my friend, at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
I believe it's dissecting the Black Keys' new song. Am I correct?
How'd you know?
Because I know you, buddy.
There you go. Yeah, there was plenty to ponder last night down there at Romo Fijo, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. We'll get to that one. In fact, we want to hit on everything with you today. Let's start with the Browns. How'd the city look in the draft? How'd the team do in the draft?
A's across the board, right? I think that's probably a 4.0 GPA. The I thought the city, man, you know, other than the Thursday window there where it was Clevelanding out and the skyline was shrouded by clouds and all that, the city sparkled. I thought, you know, and hearing from, and you guys I'm sure have been talking to people about this, you know, it's always refreshing when you talk to people that are in from out of town and they just gush over the place that you call home. And that's what I heard from numerous people last week. I was lucky enough to go down there early in the week and get kind of a guided tour from a couple of the NFL people of the backstage area and the stage and kind of get the whole setup. Sometimes it benefits to work for a big media outlet like mine. So I had a couple of perks, and it was just great to hear people talk about, you know, just the passion of the fan base. And I think you saw that, guys, throughout the weekend. I mean, Browns fans showed up, and they showed up in record numbers. They had 160,000 people there over the 3 days. I think everything went, you know, without a hitch, and it was a nice kind of step back into normalcy for everyone as well to see a big event pulled off the way it was. And as far as the Browns, I mean, my goodness, you know, I'm not sure how to deal with competency like we've seen here over the last couple of years. They addressed the needs they had. They got quality picks, good players from big programs. I really thought they did an excellent job.
It's amazing how we've gone from being impressed that they got the pick in on time to now we're like, wow, these picks actually make sense. They fill holes. This is great.
You know, when you sat there and you analyzed it, Jeff and Dan, over, you know, going into the draft, you thought about where the needs were, and then they just seemed to systematically check off all the boxes of things you would talk about, whether it be, you know, a corner to complement Denzel Ward, whether it would be, you know, linebackers that could potentially cover Travis Kelce in a championship game, you know, putting some beef in the middle of that line, you know, finding a swing offensive lineman, adding some speed, some versatility. I really thought that it was astute and very well done.
Expectations will be through the roof, Tom.
Are they justified? Already, Jeff, right? I mean, they were already soaring, and now I think everybody needs to maybe walk it back a little bit, only from the standpoint that, look, it's great to think that this team has potential to go to the Super Bowl. That's been a long time in coming here, but you got to remember there's going to be some right-hand turns along the way. You know, you got to hope for health. You got to hope that the ball is going to bounce your way in a couple of those tight games, but there's no reason to think that this team can't build on what they did last year. You know, I'm one of the few people that maybe thought that last year was the year they should have had the year before, but we all know that things kind of unraveled pretty quickly, you know, with Freddie Kitchens and what have you, and some injuries and all of that. So I don't see any reason why they can't, you know, win 11, 12 games again and put themselves in position to make a run at a Super Bowl.
Can't believe we're saying that. No one's snickering after you're done, but you're right, Tom. You're 100% right. They are on the right track to be right there. What do you think of bringing in basically an entire defense? Do you think that's something that can gel in time for the regular season so that they can be have the top-tier defense to go with the top-tier offense? Well, or is that going to be a process?
A little bit of a process, Dan. But to your point, I think you know it's much easier to bring in a new defense than it is a new offense, right? You don't have to worry about necessarily, you know, getting guys in rhythm and pass routes and that. It's like, hey, see the guy with the football? Go get him. All 11 of you, just do that. But I do think they've got, you know, they've upgraded in talent, you know, across the board. And I think Joe Woods, you know, we heard from others over the weekend that, you know, Joe Woods was ecstatic as these picks were coming his way to revamp this defense, which needed some revamping, right? I mean, we all saw the problems last year, and I thought they made upgrades in all the places. But, Dan, I don't think there's going to be a growing pain situation with this defense. I think you have a couple of established guys that can fit right in. And let's not forget that those free agent signings they brought in are guys that have been in the league for a while. So it's not like you're bringing a rookie in to play safety. It's not like you have, you know, a rookie in a Jadeveon Clowney. You've got established pros who know how to play the game. So I think that lends itself well into there being any kind of growing pains.
Tom Withers joining us from the Associated Press. Tom, the Indians 15-13. They're two games over 500. Very competitive so far in the division. Pitching looks about as advertised, and the bullpen's maybe even better. And the offense may be better than we thought because when they score four or five runs in a game, they usually win. They've shuffled through some players already. Daniel Johnson's up, hasn't done much so far. Harold Ramirez is up, has had two nice games. Are they going to keep shuffling players through, position player-wise, until they maybe find somebody who can stay hot for a month or two? Or how's this going to go, Tom?
Yeah,
because I think it's the key to the season.
That's very possible. I think, you know, and I heard you guys talking about it before, we're only 28 games in here, right? And I think you've got to maybe take a deeper look at it when you get to the quarter pole. When we get to 40 games or so, then maybe it's time to do more assessment. But I think by necessity, Jeff, you had to kind of run people in and out of here over the last couple of weeks. And I tell you what, you know, I'm not sure what a lot of people were expecting here. I don't understand so much of the hatred that I see on, especially on Twitter, and maybe I should just, you know, close that out of my life and not even look at some of those responses that I get when I say anything positive about this Indians team. But my goodness, the pitching has been as expected. There's been a couple of bumps here and there, but all things considered, I think what people lose sight of is that, and what we've always talked about is, they are as good as anyone in the AL Central, and that's all that really matters until you get to the playoffs, right? And sure, yep. are there going to be times when they get three hit or no hit, as we saw? Are there going to be times where they score nine runs or score eight runs or barely put the barrel on the ball? I mean, take a look at last night's game. They did nothing for five innings, then managed to find a way to score seven runs, you know, relied on that bullpen, which, oh, by the way, might be the best in baseball, and have kept themselves more than competitive, you know, here early in May. So, again, I'm not sure what people were expecting. I think we are all very well aware of the payroll and all the other problems that are, you know, a part of being a Cleveland Indians fan. But 15-13 and being in step with Chicago and Kansas City and Minnesota and whoever else you think could compete in that division is not a bad place to be right now, in my opinion.
The first baseman of the future, Tom, is on this roster. True or false?
Boy, that's a real tough one. I don't know. I tell you what, I know people have been down on Jake Bowers, and Jake Bowers has only had 45 at-bats this year. I will say this. It was really nice to see him connect last night. To me, it was nicer to see him defensively in the game in the final innings. I think that was something that Tito did not do early on, and may have regretted it when you think about the throw that Chang made in Chicago that cost them a game. Some other times where he's been out of position. You know, Yu Chang is learning a new position there, so you've got to be patient with him. But, you know, they've preached patience about Jake Bowers, and look, let's see what happens now. He hits a big home run last night. He's got to be feeling good about himself. I'm sure he's going to be in the lineup again today. You know, everybody's screaming for Bobby Bradley to get here, but we don't know what that's going to look like. Again, I will caution people, let's wait, let's get to the end of this month, see what it looks like, and then maybe you can make some other moves.
Tom, we were both at the Cavs game last night. By nature, I'm usually optimistic. I've been optimistic about the Indians this year. I look at the Cavs and I think, okay, they're 21-44 now. They've lost 7 straight and 10 of 11. They had a chance to go for a play-in tournament spot and they completely fell off. But they've had injuries galore all season long. And last night, they take the number 2 team in the NBA record-wise into overtime when they completely ran out of gas. And I think, can you move forward with this? Because there seems to be enough stuff there that the answer could be yes.
Yeah, I'm
but
kind
they
of
haven't
that,
put
I'm
it
kind
all together.
Of in that thinking pattern, Jeff, myself. You know, it's good to see that they're still playing hard, right? That tells
yeah.
you that J.B. Bickerstaff and his staff still have those guys' ears. They are young players, so you would expect them to play hard. That doesn't always happen, though. So it's good to see that they're being as competitive as they can possibly be. To your point, too, Jeff, I thought it was a real shame that when they finally got themselves in position to really compete for that play-in tournament spot, they fell apart. I really would have liked to see this team play another, you know, 3, 4, 5, half dozen meaningful games, you know, that can only help young players grow. But listen, I see a couple of really good pieces. In Isaac Okoro, I think you've got a kid that is, first of all, very young, who has had a lot put on his plate at an early age, especially from the defensive end. You've seen some of that offensive progression. You know, when he puts the ball on the floor and lowers his shoulder and makes up his mind that he's going to the basket and wants to finish, he can do it. You know, I'm not going to get crazy and think that he can score 32 points every night. Let's not forget that Darius Garland wasn't on the floor last night,
yeah.
that Okoro had to play more than he normally would, but I'm liking what I see in him. I also like Darius Garland's development this year. I think in Jared Allen you have a really solid piece. I think there are some pieces. The problem, Jeff, is that you've got some other things going on with this team that we're not exactly sure about. The Kevin Love situation, you know, where that's going, I have no idea. The injuries have been a major problem, but they've been a major problem for a lot of teams in the NBA this year, so I don't think you can really fall back on that as an excuse. That said, with a young team, it's even more impactful when you don't have enough guys and you're as undermanned as they were last night and have been for a long stretch of this year. So I don't know, Jeff, a long answer to a short question is that I think you go forward with what you have right now, and obviously you've got to make some moves. You've got to hope that, you know, the draft lottery falls your way for the first time in a number of years, and then you've got to make savvy, smart moves as any front office has to do.
Tom, let me follow that up real quick. Howard Beck, and you know Howard, big-time national writer, I saw Howard wrote something about teams tanking this year, and he said the general consensus around the NBA is that only one team tried to tank, and it was Oklahoma City. They have so many draft choices. And then he said a couple of things that, you know, this team didn't do this, and this. These were why these teams weren't in contention. And he said bad roster construction with the Cavs. And I thought, okay, I might be able to see that, but
yeah.
Did they have much of a choice? And I went back and looked at some of the drafts, and we're gonna get into this in a little bit here. And if you look at when they took Sexton, and then when they took Darius, and then when they took Okoro, I couldn't come up with a guy after those guys, Tom, who I thought I definitely would rather have than those guys.
I agree with you 100% on that, Jeff. I do. You know, especially with Okoro, who I've been trying to analyze all year, and then you look at who was taken around him, and people were screaming for Obi Toppin and others, you know, last year going in. But I'm with you. I think they were all three really good picks. It's a matter then of, though, do they all fit together, though? I think we've
Bingo.
All tried to decide and dissect whether or not the Sexton Garland backcourt works together. I still don't know. I'll be honest with you, and I'll be honest with you too. I don't think the Cavs really know yet if that backcourt is the backcourt of the future for this team. So I thought it was interesting last night, though, in seeing Okoro kind of play a little bit of a different role. Yeah, I know he's like a natural three, but he's more of a 2.5 in terms of size and in the way his offensive game is constructed right now. So I don't know that last night opened me up to some other possibilities too, Jeff, going forward. But I'm with you. I don't think the draft picks have necessarily been bad. You just gotta what is the greater vision with those three going forward? And I think that's still the unanswerable question right now.
I agree completely. Tom, always a pleasure, buddy. We thank you. We know how busy you are, and we appreciate you always being with us.
Thanks, guys. Always nice being with you. Take
care. Thanks, brother. Talk soon.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.